It is. It's nice to have your company. Michael Felgett not too far away on a racing pulse. But this weekend, a great sporting weekend, is going to be topped off with the magnificent event at the Mountain. Bathurst, the Super Cheap Auto. Bathurst 1000 live on Fox Sports 506 from Thursday. And Craig Lowndes will be looking for title number 8, if you don't mind. If there's one man who knows the Mountain inside of that, it is the legend of Australian motorsport who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, sort of looking for what's building up to be a great weekend.
It's going to be a very different weekend, as the whole season has been, of course, through the whole COVID environment. And I was looking through your record this morning, Craig. 26 years ago was your first Bathurst in 1994 with Brad Jones. You finished second. How has the race changed? And we know that technology has changed and the cars have changed a bit, but how has the race changed since 1994?
Well, I think because of the cars and everything else, they're more reliable, they're faster. And I also think that the co-drivers, like I remember when you say back in 1994 when I first went there, I was struggling. I was trying to work out how to position the car, how to flow the car. And I was probably about 2.5 seconds off Brad Jones at the time. So I was really out of my depth. And it wasn't until, I suppose, you know, Peter Brock sat me down and actually talked to me a lap of Bathurst, so I started to feel comfortable and confident, and then you started to close that gap in lap time. So I think today's race, it's faster. As I said, the cars are more reliable, stronger, but the co-drivers, there's not a lot of time difference, lap time difference between a co-driver now and a main driver. So it really is intense for the 1,000 kilometres or 161 laps.
And I know you're en route to Bathurst at the moment. You'll get there about 2 o'clock this afternoon, so I'm being told. So you're nearly there. You're getting ready to hit the Mountain and get ready for a big week. Do you get adrenaline kicking in about this time as you get to the Mountain? Of course, it's the season end of this year, which I think is a fabulous part of the calendar to have this as the season-ending event. But do you get adrenaline leading into Bathurst?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I think as you get closer to Bathurst as a township, that will intensify. It really is one of those things that normally we drive down the East Coast, go over the Blue Mountains, and when you see that white rock of Mount Panorama on the hill, it gives me goosebumps. I think it's one of those special moments. We classify it as, well, I do, as an AFL or an NRL grand final. It really is one of those moments where we know it's the biggest race of the year. As you mentioned, it's going to be the final race of this season, which hasn't happened since 2000. So it's been a long time since we've concluded the championship at a place like Bathurst. Although we know that Scotty McLaughlin's won the championship itself, we're all now heading to Mount Panorama to win the big one. And for me, it's always been that. I've always said if I had a choice between a championship and a Bathurst, I'd always lean towards the Bathurst.
Right, okay. So you've driven it so many times. Do you just sort of lie in bed at night thinking about how you can go quicker or how you could potentially attack the Mountain differently to get quicker times? Or you've done that many times, you've exhausted all those possibilities?
Well, you never can be too complacent around a place like Bathurst. It'll bite you very quickly. And I think that there's no doubt that, I suppose, like any athletes, you visualise what you want to do and then how you want to obviously position the car. All the key points and the elements of brake markers, turning points, you know, where to position a car across the top of the Mountain, that really hasn't changed or fundamentally changed over the years. But it's as you said, the car's involvement of getting faster, more downforce, braking harder and deeper down into the chase at 300 kilometres an hour. I think there's all those little small, elements that you really try and put together to get a perfect lap around there. And I've got to say, over the 26 years, I probably count maybe a dozen times, well, not even that, half a dozen times that I've actually had a perfect lap. Like, it's just an amazing bit of road, the 6.24 kilometre, you know, the elevation change, everything. Like, you're a pioneer every lap.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm interested in, and I think we talked to you at the same time last year about your preparation, because it's so different to a lot of the other drivers who have been driving through the year, how much practice you can get to make sure that you're as sharp as you can be for Sunday. What have you done this time around?
Well, yeah, with all the this year, it's been very difficult, I suppose, with all the changes and the COVID and the calendar changes all the time. We haven't had a lead-in, like our normal lead-in test day that we would be at Queensland Raceway and, you know, doing driver practice changes, which we've had to do that at the workshop, you know, just getting familiarised with the ergonomics and the layout of the car, which we fundamentally haven't changed too much since the last time I drove last year. But my last competitive drive was at the Melbourne Grand Prix in March. So for me, you know, it's really important to use the experience, get up to speed, make sure that we minimise any mistakes that we have, hand the car back to Jamie in a good position like we did last year, and let him run at home. So for me, it's sort of a very simple layout, but when I say simple, we've still got to execute it. We've still got to make sure that we, you know, as I said, make minimal mistakes.
Now, there's a bit of rain forecast too for Sunday, I think, Craig. 5 to 10 mils forecast for the mountain on Sunday. I imagine that creates a little bit more drama inside the pits.
Oh, absolutely. I think for me, it's more excitement. I love the rain, so there's only probably half a dozen drivers that do say that. But for me, I think hopefully it comes around. The race starts at 11:30. It's a little bit later this year. So I reckon it's somewhere around maybe 2:30 to 3 o'clock. I might have finished my duties, and then it can rain all it likes.
Of course, riding shotgun with Jamie Whincup and the Red Bull Racing car this weekend. And you're chasing those pesky Mustangs. They've been pesky for a little while. We spoke to Scotty McLaughlin a lot on this show, and he's very successful, and we've had enough of him. So can you just take him down for us this week?
Well, it's, yeah, I think there's no doubt that you know, last year they did a tremendous job and they ended up winning. You know, as the year's gone on, I've seen the progression of the Red Bull cars. You know, every now and then you see a Walkinshaw car with Chaz Mostert sort of peer in there. You've got you know, Cam Waters in the Mustang. You've got a really good depth of competition there. I think there's no doubt that this, as you know, I said, this weekend, I reckon will be almost a record race in the sense of time-wise. It's going to be a fast race. You look at some of the good quality co-drivers, Will Davison, you know, Garth Tander. There's a lot of them there that you know, are going to be joining other drivers. So, yeah, I think we can take it to them. It's just a matter of making sure that the car, as every year we do, stay out of trouble for the first sort of two-thirds of the race. Hand the car back to Jamie. Make sure the car balance is good because the track rubbers up over the course of the day. You're talking about some rain forecast. You know, hopefully later in the day, that's going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works. But you know, we're all prepared for that. There's no doubt that we'll make sure that we are. And yeah, look, I'm the most nervous time now for me is standing in the garage in the pits at the end of the race, where normally you'd be running to the checkered flag. When you're actually now standing there watching Jamie do that's the nerve-wracking part, because when you're driving the car, you've actually got a feel for where it's at, what's going on. But when you're in the garage, you have no idea.
Yeah, well, that's a big element, I suppose, of the co-driver position. But you know the mountain very well. You know Jamie really well. You know the team really well. I've got a feeling it might be a pretty successful weekend for you and the team. We look forward to seeing it all unfold, Craig. Always great to chat, mate. Go well. Be safe.
Thank you very much, guys. Looking forward to it.